On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Join me now in studio. Very talented actor and musician, Nat Wolff. How are you, man?
Good, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to come. I know you got a lot going on at the moment, but first, let's talk about this new movie, Semper Fi. It looks pretty intense from what I see. What's the premise?
So it's about this group of friends, and mainly about this Marine and cop that Jai Courtney plays, and I play his younger brother, who's always getting into trouble, getting into bar fights, and then I get into one bar fight, and I knocked a guy out, and he hits his and I'm defending myself, but he hits his head, and he dies.
Ooh.
And I get sent to jail for 25 years. I'm not at all, you know, I'm just a scrawny kid.
Even in self-defense, huh?
Even in self-defense, I get an unfair sentence.
Wow.
And
should have took a plea.
Should have taken. And so then my brother and his friends, they, you know, band together to break me out of jail. But it's really a character study of these two brothers and their relationship. And it's, you know, and their mutual pain and love for each other. And
yeah, I like that storyline. Based on a true story or no? Because it sounds like something that could happen.
It's not based on a true story, but Henry, the director, who's done a really beautiful feature, Disconnect, but he did a lot of documentaries like Murder Ball, which he got nominated for an Oscar for. Just like Murder Ball, you know, he's met a lot of people with these stories that he kind of, you know, he's friends with a lot of real Marines and cops, and he kind of got that story from getting to know them.
Pulled from a bunch of different places.
Sure. Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Do you have a brother in real life?
I have a brother. Yeah, yeah, Alex, and he's actually my younger brother, and I got the experience of being a younger brother in this movie, so now I have a little bit more sympathy for him. Not that much more, but a little bit.
Yeah, would you do the same thing for your brother?
Definitely not. Yeah, I mean, I've had to break Alex out of jail weekly, so it's you know, it's
Alex
not a huge
like a good
stress.
Time. And you guys got pretty tight filming this, I heard, right? Went out a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just was on some interview earlier, and there's like Jai's going around saying you guys went out for one crazy night, and I was like, one? But you know, Jai and those guys were there like a week before I got down there.
Where's there?
They were down in New Orleans, which I, you know, my family, my dad is from New Orleans and his family.
Oh,
so I have
really?
Tons of family down there. So shooting down there was right like down. Going back home. I mean, the greatest.
Yeah,
the greatest.
And a lot of fun to be had.
Yeah, a lot of fun to be.
Yeah,
in.
Oh my gosh.
I got into gambling, you know, which is like not a good thing to tell your parents, like, yeah. You know, after filming, but I had never done it before. And I went, I played,
play?
I played craps and, or wait, I played the game where you throw the dice. What is it?
Craps.
Yeah, craps. Yeah. And on my first round, I won $2,500.
Come on.
It was
you
really
put it all
crazy.
On, did you?
My girlfriend and I put it all on three different numbers.
Okay.
And we won
to come. Okay.
Yeah. With $100, we won $2,500. It was like a full table. We won $2,500. And then I left and I was like, okay, I'm never going to do it again. That was awesome. And then I found myself back again and again, and I never won again.
Wow. That's how they get you right there.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Well, you also got coming out this month, The Kill Team with Alexander Skarsgård. And this is another military sort of based
on this movie is based on a true story, a really dark,
this one is a
harrowing
true story, okay.
true story about
this?
These guys these, you know, young soldiers who had this evil sergeant come in who Skarsgård plays, and they started killing innocent Afghanis kind of for sport and placing Ooh. Guns on them. It's a true story, and they were called The Kill Team, and it's based on a Rolling Stone article.
Oh, wow.
And then my character is kind of like the Serpico that's trying to bring them down.
Yeah.
But doesn't really, I mean, kind of succeeds, kind of doesn't. And I got to meet with the real guy that I played, and I stayed at his house in Seattle and stuff. And he's a really complicated, interesting dude. So it's like going to be a heavy month.
So we know he lives.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Skarsgård. We don't know about his character though.
You don't know.
Well,
you
wait,
don't know.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Well, I mean, maybe you want the suspense of knowing he does live, because it was strange. We were at a Q&A, and I've always been like, terrified of this character, sort of.
Yeah.
The real life person and Skarsgård playing him. I mean, love Skarsgård, and we're actually about to work together again. But he in this character was very terrifying, and we were at a Q&A, and some guy raised his hand and said, thank you for portraying my good friend. I talked to him 3 times a week, like that, Skarsgård.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, whoa. And he's, you know, it's like a really intense.
That's the best compliment you can
murder.
Get.
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd you shoot the scenes for Afghanistan?
I can't tell you, man. Afghanistan. No, just kidding. we shot in Canary Islands. Oh. So we spent a lot of time in, the shoot was in Madrid, but then when we did like real battle stuff, it was in Canary Islands, you know? Yeah.
So abroad, the whole
Yeah, production. It was abroad the whole time.
Wow, I get to work in cool locations.
I know. That's right. Really, really nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
And also in the works, yet another project, Body Cam. This is a horror movie with Mary J. Blige.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's
amazing. Mother of Soul.
She's the greatest. The greatest. Yeah.
What's this one about?
This one is about I don't know when this one's coming out, so I don't have too much information on it. I haven't seen it yet, but it's about a cop who is haunted by the spirit of a young African American boy who was killed unfairly by the police, and she's trying to solve the case. And I'm her partner.
You're her partner in it.
Yeah.
Wow. This sounds like it could be a true story too.
Right. Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Body Cam. Yeah. Great name about that. And with all that going on, you're also going to be making your directorial debut short film called Youngest.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I've never done it before. So it was a lot of learning, but it's...
How short is the film? Cause you can qualify a short film now, right? It could be like 3 minutes or it can be like 29.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's like 30 or under, right?
Yeah. It's 13 seconds long. No, I'm just kidding.
Everybody's a filmmaker than on Instagram.
Yeah. It's 22 minutes long. It's okay. The star of it is my girlfriend's little sister, who's 8 years old, who she was 7 when we were filming, and she had never acted before, but she's such a brilliant personality. So my idea was just try to capture this moment in time.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a very elaborate home video, but it really, directing is its own challenge. But I was so happy on set, like, that I wasn't, you know, the actors gave so much to it. I mean, it's Michael Gandolfini, who's going to be playing the young Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
He's James's son. He's in it. And Austin Abrams from Euphoria, and a lot of really great actors.
Cool,
and stuff.
Man.
Yeah.
Good for you. Did you get to stay local that one, or?
Yeah, it's really local. It was at my parents' apartment.
There you go. I like it.
No location fee.
Keeping it all in the family.
Yeah, yeah. No location fee.
Yeah. They were away on vacation, and then they came back, and they were like, well, you guys are never doing that again. But at least I got one good short film out of their apartment.
Yeah. And where is home? Where are you from originally?
New York City. So, yeah, downtown by Washington Square Park is where we grew up.
So you actually grew up right in the heart of Manhattan.
Right in the heart of Manhattan, yeah.
That's a trip, man. I always am fascinated by... Because, you visit there and it's so quick and hustle.
Are you an LA kid, or where are you from?
I'm an LA kid. Yeah. Yeah. San Diego, total Southern California guy. And I love New York going there, but man, I'm always exhausted when I leave. And I have a lot of friends that are from the city,
right.
But I'm always blown away. Like, wow, growing up here must be a trip.
Totally. I mean, I feel like downtown where I grew up is a little more relaxed than if you grow up, than a lot of times when I come in for those little trips, but you're probably doing work stuff too.
Yeah.
You're spending a lot of time in Times Square, which is kind of,
yeah,
intense,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But being downtown is, I mean, it always still feels like home. I've sort of bounced around, renting places and stuff. But right now I actually don't really live anywhere because I've been going from set to set. So I don't, I'm trying to.
Bit of a nomad.
I'm a nomad, man. I'm living on the lam.
There you go.
Yeah. By the way, next time you use your parents' apartment to make a film, they get upset. That's when you drop. By the way, I'm also into gambling. And they completely forget.
Right.
They'll completely
there
forget you
go.
Did the short
exactly.
film.
You're right.
I was like,
you're
where
right.
did we go wrong?
Yeah,
exactly.
What happened to this kid?
Someone wrote online that you should be cast as Rick Ocasek in a movie about the Cars. I can totally see that. By the way, and I was a fan. Are you familiar with their music?
I'm a huge Cars fan.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was really sad to hear that he had passed.
He lived a pretty good long life though.
Yeah,
he wasn't like super young. I mean, we should be,
Yeah, he didn't live an amazing life. Yeah, and that would be so exciting.
If there's one movie you could tell based on a biopic, who would it be? Some story you've always wanted.
Well, there's
to
a movie that I've really wanted to do for a long time that I'm attached to play one of the Replacements. The band The Replacements with Paul Westerberg.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And they've been one of my favorite bands my whole life, and so I got this part. So it's been a long development thing, but that's one of the dream roles.
Nice, man. Right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Congrats.
I'm gonna play like just a really degenerate gambler. I think. And every film I do for now. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been doing research. I'm like, guys, it's been research for a movie that's not written or conceived yet.
Right.
Yeah.
How old are you, Nat?
I'm 24.
See, I went through that phase. It was funny because I was about your age for about a good 5-6 years. And then you start running out of money. And you start, and it starts getting scary.
Where were you doing it?
Vegas. Because from here, yeah, it's only a 45 minute flight.
Oh my God, so
or
easy.
You can drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
And the drive is so beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So I, you know, it's fun. Is it, but then it's fun.
So you're off the gambling.
No, I don't really, you know, I'll do like little sports betting here and there just for fun. But I used to like to hit the table scrap specifically too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fast and furious.
I know. And it kind of gets your blood rolling. Yeah.
Yeah. If you can be disciplined, which is, that's the tough part right there, then, you know, have fun, man.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds probably irresponsible, but after that, of all the losing, I thought, I'm losing so much, I'm going to win big.
That optimist.
That's how they get you.
Yeah,
they make
like,
you think
now
that.
Now I feel like I'm going to win.
Those big casinos are there for a reason.
Like, I literally have to win this back. Right. There's no way I'm not going to.
I'm due at any moment. Like, famous last words. Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Okay.
Current song obsession.
I love this band Tops. I love the song Outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last concert you went to?
It's hard to remember what the last one. Oh, I saw. I saw my friend Owen Smith play in New York. That was the last one I saw. So it's a good plug for him.
Okay. Shout out to Owen. Celebrity crush growing up.
Drew Barrymore in the Charlie's Angels and Kate Hudson in Almost Famous.
Good taste.
Yeah.
You got a type. I like it. Go to cocktail.
When I went to Italy, I mean, it's not a cocktail, but I went to Italy and I got into wine.
Okay.
So I was never into wine. I always thought it was kind of like it gave me a headache, but now I'm getting into the art of it.
Now you're appreciating it.
Yeah.
All right. Good for you. Actor you'd love to direct.
Ooh, that's a great question. Probably I just worked with Andrew Garfield. I'm like Andrew Barrymore and probably Andrew. I just worked with Andrew Garfield. He's such a great actor, and he'd be fun to direct.
Yeah. Is that a project you can talk about or not?
Yeah, it's a movie called Mainstream that Gia Coppola directed. I was in her first movie called Palo Alto, and she's a genius. And the movie is about this internet, the street performer that Andrew plays that becomes this huge sensation and then becomes a sociopathic asshole kind of, and my character is like the good guy, and it's almost a love triangle between me, him, and then the main girl is played by Maya Hawke.
Oh wow, cool cast, man. We'll be looking.
Could also
looking
be a true story.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Time travel destination, if you can go back at any point in history for a week,
I would go to like 1956, and then I would go to John and Paul as the Beatles, and I'd say, "Hey guys, I got this great song yesterday." I would do like that movie, you know? And then I'd be like, "Guys, you got to put me in the band." Yeah,
and you're publishing. Your kids would be taken care of even right now.
Exactly.
I like that.
And then I'd be able to gamble more. Yeah,
that's right. Have more money.
That's what it's all about.
Gamble.
I'm gonna leave you some advice from being a pretty good craps player from back in the day. Double up your back bet. Don't play the cum line all the time. That's a trap. Hit your even numbers and play.
Even. People say
yeah,
even.
No, hit your even numbers, but play your six and eights and double them up. After you hit them one time, keep doubling them up. You'll win quick. You'll win.
There we go.
I'm telling you.
Well, because once you hit, then you hit.
Once you hit, you'll hit and you'll keep it up. Semper Fi, meanwhile, hits theaters on October 4th. You can follow him on Instagram at Nat and Alex. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. On with Mario Lopez.